Our Radio Readers Book Club is talking about aging, death, and dying, and I have something I want to get off my chest. I'm a person of many projects, and over the past few years, I've spent time helping some of the finest people I've ever known raise money to build a new kind of nursing home, neighborhood, or greenhouses, like the ones Atul Gawande describes in Being Mortal. Back in the late 1960s, when they began, the first nursing homes were designed to shorten hospital stays. It made sense to make them little mini institutions where people, patients, who needed long-term care could get it. I have to say, I've never really met a nursing home provider who was cruel. Many are deservedly called angels, and I can share hundreds of stories of patients who lived out their lives in nursing homes where they felt cared for and loved. Eventually, though, we realized that growing old is not an illness, and not all of the elderly are patients. Today, nursing homes are undergoing a culture change in which residents are considered individuals living out their lives in homes where they have the ability to receive care and assistance while making decisions and maintaining autonomy as much as they can. So, what's the problem? The problem could be balancing individualism in a reality in which dependence is a given, no matter how one denies it. We celebrate the dependence of infants, but we abhor that accompanies aging. No second childhoods for us. So, what's the problem? For those who declare, "I'm never going to a nursing home," the problem lies in demographics. More than half of us over 90 will require some type of assisted living or nursing home care. That's a fact. So, what's the problem? I'm thinking that the problem is that we need to have a culture change of our own. It's not about denying death or one having the choice of whether to die tonight or later. Far better to put some thought into the question, how do I want to live my life in old age? And if I figure out the how, where? These greenhouse studies are impressive. The use of antipsychotics is 5 times lower and reported chronic pain 32 times lower in one facility. So I ask again, what's the problem? Simply put, if we want to create a different long-term care culture, we're going to have to stop insisting that we'll never need it. We're going to have to toss out our throw rugs and assess our own communities. We need to study communities like Smith Center, Kansas, where a town of 2,000 is building a greenhouse senior living complex, or Dodge City, where an existing nursing home is being transformed with greenhouse care. We need to give generously to these organizations, or better yet, volunteer to get involved in creating a culture change instead of declaring that we'll never live in a nursing home. Let's decide that wherever we live, it should be a home where every person feels empowered and engaged in his or her own life. And that is up to his or her last breath. What's the problem with that? I'm Kathleen Holt of Cimarron, Kansas, for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. Find more at hppr.org.